Preds back on the ice tonight. Pregame at 6. Puck drop at 7. The Winnipeg Jets in town. Any history, Derek, between the Jets and the Preds? Can't think
just
of any.
Just a little. Just yeah, a little. Yeah, I think it's just small.
A little bit. Just a little bit. Derek Mason, Braden Gall here on Morning Drive. Chris Mason, C. Mace, joining us here on the program. Chris, how are you, sir? What is up, man?
Not too much. Just, yeah, I'm looking forward to tonight's one. I heard you talk about the history with the Jets and Preds, so it's this is kind of what I think the Preds need right now is a game against a bitter rival. They're, you know, kind of in a tough situation, so I think this is just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah, get the jam, as Peter Laviolette likes to say. I want to see some jam out there, right? That's what a rivalry game will do. Let me ask you, defensively, this has obviously been the biggest story. You know, 5 goals and 8 of their 19 games. It felt like it was defense early, too many high-danger chances. Even Peter Laviolette admitted that. Then it was sort of some you know, random occurrences against Colorado and Calgary, and then it was, you know, hey, you gave up too many goals on the penalty kill, and now it feels like the defense is better, but the goaltending hasn't been as good. Where do you look when you look at all these different things that have sort of, again, the team is still so early in the season, there's a lot to like about the team, but when you look at these different issues throughout the course of the first quarter of the season, where are you focused in trying to fix the goals against issue?
Well, for me, I think early on, I think, you know, Pekka's play was outstanding, and I think it really covered up a lot of mistakes. I think, you know, you mentioned the last few games, and it's just, to me, it's just inconsistency. I think they played a really, probably their best game in the last 5, 6, 7, 8 games was the game in San Jose, where I felt like the whole team was committed. You know, it was a 1-1 hockey game. They went into a shootout, obviously lost a shootout, but I saw it in terms of the way the team was committed to defending. That's the kind of game, if I'm the Nashville Predators, that I want to hang my hat on. That's the kind of team that I want to be. You know, I want to play hard and play with some urgency and desperation. And I think they're in a point right now too where it's you have to have that. And you know, even against the Colorado game where they got smoked, you know, I was a big believer. Hey, you know what? It's an embarrassing game. You play 82 games. It's going to happen to every team once or twice a year. You know, just kind of learn from it, let it sink in for a little bit, and then move on. You know, it's one of those kind of one-off type of things. But the way that it's unfolded since then, they had the great game against San Jose, but I think, you know, just inconsistent play defensively, and obviously the goaltending hasn't been as good as it was early in the season. I think Saros is coming around in terms of the games that he's starting. I think his last 3 starts have been outstanding. You know, it's tough coming in as a goalie in those relief appearances. You know, sometimes you're going to come in and stand on your head, and sometimes you're sitting there for 2 hours and you come off cold the bench, cold off of the bench, and things don't go well. So it's just a combination, and I just think that this team, they've got a really good hockey team, but the inconsistencies just have me a bit concerned right now. And I think this is a time where it's not like, hey, let's just forget about the Chicago game. Let's forget about the road trip. This is kind of, a point where, you know, internally, I think the team has to kind of look inside and decide what kind of team it wants to be and what their identity is, and then give it every night, because sometimes a lesser opponent, I don't feel like they're, you know, completely committed to the defensive side of things all the time.
Now, C-Mace, with that being said, is it an indictment? Because you figure when you come into the season that, for the most part, there has been a couple of changes. But for the most part, this team has been together for the last 3 or 4 years. And identity is the last thing Peter needs to worry about, or those outside that are looking at the Predators. You guys, you and Willie, when you're going over the games, the identity is the last thing you need to worry about. So is it sort of an indictment on the players that there's sort of no identity defensively?
Well, ultimately it does. It ends up with the players. I mean, it's their responsibility. You know, as a group, they have a strong core of players that over the years have, you know, forged, you know, their basic principles of what their identity is. And one of the things that, you know, Peter Laviolette and the guys talk about is they want to play strong defensively. And the beginning of the year was a little bit of a, not a smoke show, but I feel like they're just scoring goals so easily. Defense wasn't a major priority because they were having success They're getting some pretty high-scoring games, but they would come out on the right end of it. So I think that kind of gives a team maybe a false sense of security about the way that you need to play. But I think as the season goes on and things start settling down and, you know, the other teams are coming, your team like the Nashville Predators, you're going to get everyone's best game. They're ready for you. They know you're a good hockey team. They know you're talented top to bottom. You can't ease into these games. I don't care if you're playing the last-place team in the NHL. There's that fear factor there where that other team on the other side, you know, they feel, hey, if we don't play our best game, there's a good chance we can get blown out tonight. So you're going to get a lot of those teams' best games. And if you don't bring your best, chances are you're not going to win the majority of those. You know, you might get a few of those ones where you squeak it out and you're a better team and you win on talent alone. But I'll tell you what, you guys know as well as any sport, if you're a good team and you don't bring your best game, it's not easy to win. So it's no different here. But I really think this is a time right now that, you know, we're going to see what they're made of in terms of are they able to back up the way they say they want their team to be. They want defensive priority. Well, defense is hard work. So I think we'll have to see. Tonight could be a good game for them against the Jets to see if they, you know, if they can back up the way they want to play.
Chris Mason joining us here on Morning Drive. And the Jets in town to play the Preds tonight at Bridgestone Arena starting at 7 o'clock, pregame at 6. And listen, on a basic level, is it not just easier to fix defense over the course of an 82-game season than it is to fix offense? Doesn't it take dudes and talent and players to fix offense? Can it take just attention to detail, work ethic, practice, scheme to fix defense? Is that oversimplifying it?
No, not at all. You know, but it's the thing about defense is it takes a commitment from every single guy, and it's the forwards are just as responsible defensively as the defenseman. And I think that, you know, in order to have that commitment, it's, you know, the old you're only as strong as your weakest link. If you have one guy missing an assignment in the defensive zone, if you go to man-to-man coverage and one guy loses his player, well, that's an odd man chance in front, or a guy left alone and it's in the back of your net. You know, it's the way it seemed to be going lately, and especially against that Chicago game. So it is a lot easier, and they do have a strong team. But it's you know, come to a point where they've really got to get this sorted out, because, you know, after a first couple of those games that were, you know, inconsistent and not great, I wasn't too worried about it. I'm still not that worried about it because, I mean, we're still got, you know, 60 games left this season or more. There's, you know, the most important part of the season is yet to come. But it's, you know, it's one of these things. It just, you can just see it. It's weighing the team down right now. And the consistency of the defensive commitment is the thing that's, it's kind of been there since the beginning of the season. So I think they really need to get that sorted out and start playing the right way. You know, they're going to get their goals. They have a good team. They've got a lot of talent up front, but you know, you're not going to win anything without playing defense. And I think everybody knows that.
Chris Mason, man, always a pleasure. Obviously a huge game tonight. We'll be watching and listening. Thank you so much, dude.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Chris Mason there. Joining us here on Morning Drive in a huge game. And again, I do think it's, you know, so long for this team, Derek, that the defense has been such a thing that it's just such a thing you don't worry about.
Yeah.
You have not worried about defense with this franchise for basically the entirety of its existence. So to be having a conversation, it feels so foreign, I think, to Preds fans to have a conversation about what is going on with the defense. It's a defensive zone coverage issue the first couple of games, and then it's a penalty kill issue for a few games. Now it's the goaltending that's soft, and of course we expect all of that to round into form. But it's never been a team that's really been built on offense, skill, talent, and then all of a sudden now we're having questions about defense. Like that was just something that's never really happened with this franchise. And so I think it's just a unique place for people to feel right now. I am not overly concerned about it. I think it can be fixed. I don't think people should be panicking in November of a hockey season. But as you've pointed out, we had this issue with the power play, and it never got fixed.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those situations where you figure, okay, if we do this, if there's a little bit more hustle, everyone being accountable, us trusting, because defense is all about, you know, it's about trust. You know, if they can get that back and sort of, you know, take all of what they have done in the past, because like you said, this and the Predators have been known for one thing prior to, you know, this outburst of scoring the last year or so. They were a really good defensive team, so much so that, you know, they said, no, we need some offense. We got to generate some offense. We're so right. good. We got to generate some offense. And they put pieces in place to do that. But was it to the detriment of their defense? They got to find out a way to have a balance, still being a really good offensive team, but also being a good defensive team as well. And only then will they, until they do that, they will continue to be in this space that they're in right now, sort of on the outside looking in when it comes to playoffs. I think once they get their defense going again, they will become one of the top teams in the National Hockey League, because I've said it before, they can score with anybody, but can they stop anybody?
I think they'll work that out. I think all of these things will get better. The question is, collectively, how much better do they get over time? We shall see. Obviously, huge game. I think Chris is right, C-Mace is right, that having a game that really hones your focus, that really brings out the best in you, is a really good time to have that, because, oh, by the way, you got the Blues in a home-and-home coming up in a few days. Preds fans, don't miss this Wednesday night Smashville Live featuring Nashville Predators' Mikael Granlund and UC Saros. We'll be in Cool Springs at Brewhouse South, and the show starts at 7 p.m. You can also win tickets to an upcoming Preds game. A limited number of autographs and pictures will be available, so be sure to get there early. This Wednesday night Smashville Live, of course, is brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, Yeehaw Brewing Company, and Red Spirits and Wine. The Big Finish when we come back.